I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
On any smart speaker and in your car at 102.7 FM, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
This is the 5 o'clock report, 20 minutes of uninterrupted news commercial-free. I'm Jeff Kaplan, KSL's top story. Developing news on KSL, a man in Hawaii is facing allegations he made bomb threats here in Utah earlier this month, and you might recognize his name from a series of wildly popular Utah fan conventions.
The man is Brian Brandenburg, and if that name sounds familiar, it's because he's one of the founders of the FanX convention here in Utah. And if you go back a few weeks ago, police responded to a bomb threat at the University of Utah. They deemed it a hoax, but FBI agents in Hawaii, where Brandenburg lives, allegedly traced the threats back to some of his emails. Those emails started with him talking to a court employee about his pending divorce in Utah and quickly spiraled. He's accused in charging documents of threatening to bomb the Matheson Courthouse, the Utah State Capitol, and the Salt Lake Temple. He's been arrested in Hawaii and, if convicted, faces 10 years in prison. Amy Kobib, KSL News Radio.
New sobering details this afternoon from Texas, a day after the deadly attack on an elementary school. Maria Chaleos is live. She has the very latest from the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, we now know the shooter used an AR-15 to kill 19 children and two teachers at Robb Elementary School, all of them in one classroom. Another 17 people were also wounded. At a White House event, President Biden repeated his call for action to stop gun violence.
The idea that an 18-year-old can walk into a store and buy weapons of war designed and marketed to kill is, I think, just wrong.
The gunman warned in online messages sent minutes before the attack that he had shot his grandmother and was going to shoot up a school. Texas Governor Greg Abbott calls the 18-year-old a demented person.
It goes beyond, seems to me, a mental health issue. That is the sheer face of evil itself.
The gunman's classmates at Uvalde High School say that he recently exhibited unusual behavior, such as threatening fellow students and claiming to have cut scars into his face. A shouting match interrupted at the news conference where Abbott and other Texas officials were updating the public. Democratic candidate for governor Beto O'Rourke stood up, pointing blame at Abbott.
This is on you until you choose to do something different. This will continue to happen. Somebody needs to stand up for the children of this state or they will continue to be killed.
And on Capitol Hill, FBI Director Christopher Wray telling senators that the nation has been shaken by the mass shooting. He also says lone wolf actors represent one of the Bureau's biggest threats.
I hate the fact that we even have to talk about hardening our schools, but it is a reality that that they have become targets.
Wray says they are seeing a blended hodgepodge of extremist ideologies. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
A Utah state senator says even if it takes a special session, it's past time to take action on gun reform. Democrat Derek Kitchen opened a bill file that would raise the legal age to buy a gun in Utah from 18 to 21.
Anyone who is willing to support this bill, I will take their help right now. This is too important to let politics get in the way.
Kitchen's bill would need to get through a committee before the full legislature could take it up, and the next session is until 2023. We're going to go in-depth on the story coming up at 5:45. KSL News Time 5:03, a Utah Republican is lending her voice to calls for change. U.S. Senate candidate Becky Edwards tweeted today she supports expanded background checks. She says there is nothing politicians can do to take away a family's grief. But she says expanded checks are among the solutions she thinks have bipartisan support and legislative viability. She's in a three-way race in the Senate primary facing Ali Isom and incumbent Senator Mike Lee. If you saw some black smoke billowing from downtown earlier, Salt Lake Fire Authority say there was a suspicious fire at some abandoned apartments being demolished at 250 West and 300 South. Javier Gutierrez is one of the workers who witnessed the fire.
It was about the size of like a king-size mattress, and then it quickly just erupted, and it was huge.
took over the whole building.
Gutierrez says a homeless woman admitted to starting the fire, but the Salt Lake City fire chief could not confirm that. Police believe an overnight fire in Wyoming that damaged a building being renovated was going to house a new abortion clinic. They say this was probably deliberately set. They're trying to ID a possible suspect seen running from the building early this morning. This fire damaged the building under renovation to house a clinic in Casper, Wyoming's second biggest city. It was supposed to open in June. The wife of a WNBA star who's been held for months in Russia is speaking out about her ordeal. Cherelle Griner, the wife of Brittany Griner, told ABC's Good Morning America she's in talks with the State Department.
You say she's top priority, but I want to see it. And I feel like to see it would be me seeing BG on U.S. soil. At this point, I don't even know who I'm getting back when she comes back.
Russia claims Brittany Griner had an illegal substance in her luggage, vape cartridges. The State Department has denounced those claims. They say she's been detained wrongfully. KSL News Time 505. First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report. Listen, here's Ricky Meese.
We do have emergency traffic for those on I-215 South Belt. Heavy delays due to a multiple vehicle injury accident at State Street. This is westbound, only a left lane of traffic getting through. You have stop and go delays back to Highland Drive. Also, northbound Highway 89 tonight, heavily congested going northbound from Fruit Heights all the way up to South Weber at the I-84 junction. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thank you.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.